Hello from North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phonology report for the week of January 11th, 2020. Hello, my name is Kelton and I'm your phonologist for this week. Ms. Tiji's class went out for EE on the 16th to see the difference between oak and red maple. Ellen found out that red maples grow in groups while oak grows by itself. Last Friday the 10th, we witnessed the brightest full moon of the year, because at this time of the year, the moon and Earth are closest to the sun. This is called the perihelion. Schmidt Creek in our school forest has different ice layers, because the water is moving underneath. The kids were scared because they would fall through an ice layer, only to find an air pocket and a thicker layer of ice below. So be very careful when venturing out on the frozen water. Speaking of layers, there is a layer on the ground under the snow crust called the subnivial layer. This is where small mammals such as shrews and voles make a tunnel system. The warmth of the earth helps it stay around freezing or above, even when temperatures plummet into the negative range. They are hidden from predators who are hungry at this time of the year and on the hunt. On Sunday the 11th, Joshua and his family saw a group of young deer together. They may be orphans from hunting season in the harsh snow depths. Ethan saw a porcupine in the trees when he was skiing a couple of weeks ago. Lexi saw 13 deer crossing the French River when her dog was barking at them. On Monday the 13th, Bailey saw a coyote on the highway. Several people have been hearing them yip in groups at night. It sounds like a laugh. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.